The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I won't send roses or hold the door. I won't remember which dress you wore. My heart is too much in control.
Well, between Judas Priest and Robert Goulet, you know, Bob Goulet, Bob always wins.
Listening to him over the weekend.
You want to laugh?
Yeah, over the weekend,
my town did a townwide yard sale. So we went to this one house, and the woman had a record. She told us this a very lengthy story, which I won't get into. But anyway, suffice it to say, she found more records that her husband had in her garage after she had sold like 40,000 of them when he passed away. Yeah. So I'm going through them. I found two original Rolling Stones albums from the 60s, which I bought for 50 cents each.
What?
And then, just because I had to, she had Tom Jones live from Caesar's Palace in Vegas.
Wow.
He's got these three women, you know, draped over him with this, like, fur thing on and his, like, chest hair all hanging out. And I'm like, I have to buy this. My wife looks at me. She's like, Tom Jones? I'm like, just for the cover alone, I have to have this.
Now,
and a Frank Sinatra, Tommy Dorsey album.
Oh, very impressive. So, was it I Remember Tommy?
You know what? I don't recall. I have to take a picture of it. But she was selling them for 50 cents a piece. How could you go wrong?
You know what kills me? The husband who died really loved these albums. You know what I mean? He loved them, and he bought them, and he was so excited of his collection. As soon as he goes, I'm getting rid of that.
Well,
I can't wait to get
rid
of him. Now I'm going to get rid of the albums.
Right. Well, apparently, according to her, he had a lot of tchotchke stuff because I purchased something else from her.
Drove her crazy for most of her life.
And, like, they already had the house cleared out, and, like, she goes into the garage and finds all this other stuff. So he was a bit of a hoarder, apparently.
When I took my vacation last year, all I did was go to estate sales in Florida.
That's all I did. We missed getting there by 5 minutes. She had an original Atari 2600 that she sold, which I was going to buy because those are very rare. They have, you know, these mock-up models that they made, you know, 10, 15
I
years
have
ago.
One.
But
that plugs into the TV.
Right. I had an original one back in the late 70s. That would have been a pretty cool score. To get that.
Now my mother was at a yard sale a couple weeks ago, and she bought me a gift. She got it for $2 for $5, authentic, autographed Rosie O'Donnell dolls from the 90s.
Why would you want them?
Oh, my gosh. Somebody.
Hey,
What were the stone? How much were the Rosie dolls?
She got them 2 for $5, so they were $2.50 each, and they were autographed by Rosie O'Donnell. Now, whether or not you like Rosie O'Donnell is the other question, but the idea that it's signed by her, you would think it would go for a little more than that, but apparently not.
What were the Stones albums out?
The one where 13th Nervous Breakdown is on, which I can't remember the name off the top of my head. You probably would know.
Aftermath, maybe?
I think so. I think that's it. And then... Yeah. I forgot the other one. You know what? I'll take a picture of the covers and I'll send them to you because I was like, oh my God, original. So I grabbed those. And she had a bunch of other stuff. Apparently, he was a big doo-wop guy. So it was all these like crazy, like every artist put out a record like with the most bizarre outfits and like names. It was like one band was called the Peanut Butter Conspiracy Theory. I was like, what?
How do I remember that? What was the song they did?
I have no idea. I almost bought it, and then I was like, no, I can't buy this. I put it down. You know, like I put it down. But one guy grabbed a original Dave Clark 5 Greatest Hits album.
What?
I missed it. Like he got it, and I missed it. So otherwise, I would have bought it.
But no Vicky Carr, nothing like that.
I just is anybody missing the fact that these people, they just hated when, you know, when the guy was alive, the husband was alive, you know, the wife was going, oh, he's such a hoarder. He hoards
yes.
all these things. And she couldn't wait. As soon as he,
yeah.
before they mourn the death, they sell off oh, everything yeah. well, the poor guy had, you know?
Well, I'll pull back the curtain a little bit. So Cara Fusaro, who does our social media, mm-hmm. her father and I share a very, very much are into old television. So he has a gigantic collection of old TV guides dating back to the 60s. He has the tickets from when he would go to tapings of game shows and talk shows and what have you in the city. And Mrs. Fusaro is dying to get it all out of the house, so he wants to give it all to me. But Cara keeps fighting me tooth and nail. No, I don't want you getting it. No.
That's great. Yeah, but you are the curator of all that stuff.
Oh,
man.
Please. I would be decorating my apartment with TV guides.
Right. Where are you going to keep it all?
On the wall. I'd frame them all.
Well, I found another guy during this yard
sale. I framed them all. And he's 27 years old. Yeah. He's going to have a girl come over that he just met.
Right.
This is my TV guide wall.
Right.
Hey, hi.
Hey, hi. Floor to ceiling all over the apartment.
Florence Henderson.
Oh, look at the time. I've got to go, Joe. Sorry.
That's it.
Don't you like this James Garner from 1972?
Hey, look, it's Jack Lord on Hawaii 5-0. I mean, what?
Surfside 6.
So we can't go out to eat. How come? Because I'm in debt for, you know, $6,000 for buying all these old
TV
guides.
But he wants to give it to me.
Yeah, I know. But still, where are you going to put it?
On the walls.
No.
TV guides.
I met another guy over the weekend at one of these yard sales. He custom makes. He had all this, like, rock memorabilia. And a lot of it wasn't stuff that I was interested in, but he does a lot of heavy metal stuff. And he said, what band are you into? And I said, Judas Priest is my favorite band. He says, I make clocks with old, you know, like posters from concerts and stuff, and I can make you a clock. So he showed me some of his stuff, $40. I'm like, for a desk clock? He's like, yeah. I'm like, hey, dude, here's my number. Call me. He's in Oldbridge.
You're going to have a Judas Priest.
Yeah. I want to decorate my man cave a little bit more. So he's like, yeah. He says, I got man cave filler all over the place.
When I get my TV guides, I'll give you a few. I will
admit to on the air that I do have a Frank Sinatra clock. It was really cool. It was a likeness of Mr. S.
You also have a dead wall
on a record. It has a record. It's Frank Sinatra on a record.
Oh, yeah.
And in a cool pose, and it's a clock. And yes, I have that.
I have one, too. Is it like cut out of the record?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I have one. Yeah.
The new thing now is that they're taking albums that are, you know, scratched and they can't be used anymore, and people are melting them into like chip baskets and stuff. Like, you know, they clean it out. They, you know, they put some type of thing on it, and they have, you know, they shape them into sort of like a rough looking bowl, and you can put chips in it and entertain people.
Well, there's recycling for you, Al.
That's kind of cool.
There you go. They make guitar picks out of old records, don't they? Like that.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Hey, you know, we're going to Italy. If I could just turn to
something.
Have a new
leader.
The news. Well, this is exciting because early exit polls suggest far-right leader Giorgia Meloni is on track to become Italy's first female prime minister. An alliance of far-right parties led by Meloni's Brothers of Italy party are poised to win between 41 and 45% of the vote. That was Sunday's general election. So here now, of course, I want to read the
they're making her out to be like the next Mussolini. Like, it's like, guys, relax. Yeah, she's just conservative.
She says, that's why we inspire so much fear. That's why this event inspires so much fear. He goes, and she started talking. Listen, this is about what we are here doing today. Listen, we're doing here today. Why is the family an enemy? Why is the family so frightening? She says, translating here. There's a single answer to all these questions. She says, because everything that defines us now is an enemy. This is for those who would like us to no longer have an identity and to simply be perfect consumer slaves. So they attack national identity. They attack religious identity. Listen, they attack gender identity. They attack family identity. Listen to this. I can't define myself as Italian Christian woman mother. No, she says. She goes on to say, listen to this. I must be citizen X, gender X, parent one, parent two. I must be a number because when I am only a number, I no longer have an identity or roots. Then I will be the perfect slave at the mercy of financial speculators. Brit, I'm telling you what, Italy on top of it. I'm telling you what Liz Truss in England and what's happening with Meloni now in Italy And hopefully what will happen in America in 2024, that pendulum I told you will come back, and it's going to come back harder and stronger than ever. And it ain't going to go far right. So don't let them lie to you about that. And don't let them lie to you about abortion. Don't buy it. And I don't know where, by the way, the Republican Party did. Do we have a breakdown on that, of what Kevin McCarthy did, Joe, when he went out? And it was Steve Scalise. It was Elise Stefanik from New York.
Oh, yeah, the Build It Back Better program. Yes.
Yeah. And No. That's Joe Biden.
That's Joe Biden.
See, bring America back. The Commitment to America plan.
So that, it was good, and it was great that McCarthy stepped up, because I think there's a weakness there. I like Steve Scalise was there, and I appreciated that, because he is a really good guy. And so they're trying to go out and say, this is what we're doing, and we're against crime, and with all the situation that Biden has put us in, a war and everything else, and inflation and the border and everything, we're against that, and I think that is great. But what they don't make, there's not a clear message from the Republicans saying abortion is not being banned. And don't even regard what Lindsey Graham is saying. Abortion is not being banned in America. No matter how you feel about it, it's not. They're lying, and that's all the Democrats have to grab onto. They're talking about that. Oh, well, you won't be able to get women's health, they say. Meantime, what about infanticide in New York? The baby's born, then you could decide. In some states, the baby's born, and then, oh, well, we're going to look. Well, the baby's alive. It's a human being, yet you still have a number of a short time span to say whether you want to keep the baby or not. That is called, oh, I don't know, murder? Murder? They can do that. But you don't even... they don't even address it. The Democrats don't even address the infanticide when it comes to abortion. But the bottom line is this, and what the Democrats had to say, first of all, that Sam Alito opinion on abortion was leaked out of the Supreme Court. We still don't know who the leaker is. These stories were the news cycle is so quick. It's at a warp speed that we want to top this and top that and go here and go there. What about the violence toward the Supreme Court justices from the Democrats? And what about abortion has not been banned? It's just handed it down to the states as the Constitution would require. But they're changing it, and they're going against it, and they're making up stories. And the Republicans got to be really focused on this. I don't know that they are. Listen, I got to give them credit for stepping up and coming up with some kind of plan, any plan. Oh, Lord, because I don't forget when Donald Trump comes in, like him or not, he comes in, he takes the White House, Congress, they take all of Congress, they take the Senate, and they take the House of Representatives, and the Republicans did virtually nothing. And Donald Trump kept saying, let's do infrastructure. Donald Trump kept saying, let's do taxes. Let's do, they wanted to repeal Obamacare. And okay, you're going to repeal Obamacare? Great. What are you going to replace it with? They never had an answer. You know, I know that was Paul Ryan, and it was a disaster. And that is my fear, that people, when they stay home because the Republicans, because they say, well, the Republicans are in charge, they're not going to do anything. They've got to be hard. They got to be forceful. They got to get the message out. The way Lee Zeldin's getting the message out. And I told Lee yesterday, I said, you know what, it's got to be proposed to the folks in a way that they're going to understand. When Lee goes, it's crime. It's crime. That's Lee. Lee is he's a anti-crime candidate. He's going up against crime in New York. That's what it's about. That is what people understand. And when you go out and you're in the Republican Party, you gotta lay out your plan. And hopefully it was strong enough. But a lot of people just plain don't listen. And I know we're a little ways out from November 8th, but goodness gracious, we got to get out there. And you got to tell people they're using abortion. Then you got to say, in the debates, you got to say, well, maybe this is why the Democrats don't want to debate. You go, we're not stopping abortion. Abortion is not illegal in America. It's not. It's going state to state. And they're not taking away women's health care. Don't let them use that health care. And then why don't you throw back, well, what about infanticide? Do you think when a baby's born, you should kill it afterwards and have the right to do that? You got to fight. They're not fighting enough, the Republicans. They never do. And the Democrats are so better at that. So hopefully people will see, and I think they will, and I think we'll be okay. And especially when I see all the young people that love this country, and when I see firefighters yesterday at the Tunnels to Towers 5K run and walk, the camera slipped by, and it was a great scene right at the start of the 5K run. and they're ready to go in full gear, by the way, in full gear, the way Steven Stiller was all those years ago. And what are they chanting? USA, USA. Are they MAGA Republicans? I don't think so. I think they're patriots that love the United States of America. And you can't criticize that. And let the Democrats do that, and that's the way they'll lose. By the way, no animus toward the Democratic Party or to the five Democrats that actually make sense in America. And there's about five. Right now, though, it's the Socialist Party that I don't even know who they are. All right, let's get into it. When we come back, Jack Keane's going to join us. I'm going to talk about the Russia-Ukraine war, where we are. But let me tell you right now about Relief Factor. I have to tell you because I love you and I want you out of pain. And it's been working miraculously for me. By the grace of God always. But I'll tell you, it's been so good because it stops the inflammation in my body. And I think it will stop it with yours. Yeah, how do you find out? It's 1995. How more pragmatic can I be? 1995, you get the 3-week quick start for only 1995. You go to relieffactor.com. You call 800, the number 4, the word relief, for less than $20. You could be like tens of thousands of other Americans, all of us that are out of pain because of Relief Factor. That could be you. Think about it. Don't you owe that to yourself, to your children, to your grandchildren? I think you do. 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or relieffactor.com. Hey, Debbie, how are we doing traffic-wise? How are you, kiddo? Is it crazy this morning?
Oh, yeah, we've got action out here, that's for sure. Joe, I'll let you know what's happening. First of all, we're going to head over to the Hudson River crossings, the inbound George Washington Bridge, about 15 to 20. Lincoln Tunnel looks like you're waiting about 15. Holland Tunnel, not too bad, though. Let's go out to 80. 80 westbound exit 59 in Patterson. It's an accident. Traffic is slowing down as well on 109. 109 northbound right by Wilson Ave getting into Newark. It's an accident in the process of being cleared. And watch out for some stop-and-go traffic right now as you head to 22 eastbound getting out through North Plainfield. We're getting reports of an accident. Now, remember, alternate side parking rules suspended for Rosh Hashanah. Metered parking rules in effect. Let's go out to the westbound belt right at Bay 8th Street. It's an accident and traffic slowing down on the Cross Bronx West into 3rd Avenue. A disabled tractor trailer eastbound Cross Bronx at Rosedale Avenue. A collision and traffic still slowing down on 110 northbound into Ritter Avenue, North Amityville with an accident. Partly cloudy today, high of 74. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
All of us come from somewhere. All of us have origin stories.
From executive producer Larry Elder.
Divine Providence was clearly operating in the lives of Black Americans.
And director Justin Malone.
When I was growing up, we were never taught that America was bad. We were raised to love America.
Comes the continuation of their 2020 hit film, Uncle Tom. Uncle Tom Part 2, An American Odyssey. Available on Salem Now.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about La Freda Meats. La Freda Meats, you got to check out the premium 100% black Angus cattle raised and grazed in the United States of America. That's right. The only focus is meat at Pat La Freda Meat Purveyors. They supply many of New York and New Jersey's finest restaurants. 1,600, by the way, 1,600 restaurants. And now, when I get meat, I go to LaFreda.com is what I do. It's the best steak. You can get tomahawk, bone-in ribeye, porterhouse, center-cut filet. It's like incredible, incredible. And they supply only the highest quality beef, pork, lamb, veal, poultry, America's best burger, chopped meat blends. Comes right to the house. And you know what? And you'll see it at the supermarket as well. But I would suggest you go to LaFreda.com. And when you want to have a barbecue or you as still even in the fall, you can, you know, barbecue outside or have a great dinner with guests and really want to impress them, you've got to order La Freda Meat. Say, look, I heard on the Joe Piscopo show, this is it. It's La Freda. It's the same steak you get at every 5-star hotel and every 5-star restaurant that you go to. And now you have it at your house. How cool is that? My kids love it. My kids look forward to it. They'll come over to Dad's for a La Frieda steak. They really will. So go to L-A-F-R-I-E-D-A, Lafrieda, Lafrieda.com. Shipped overnight, I wanted to tell you. Cut the night you place your order. It's always fresh, never frozen. Go online, please, Lafrieda.com. It's Lafrieda.com.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour. Weeknights at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. General Jack Keane is a retired four-star general, chairman of the Institute for the Study of War, Fox News senior strategic analyst. Kind enough to join us this early on a Monday morning. General, welcome to the show. Always a privilege to have you with us, sir.
Yeah, delighted to be here with you, Joe, certainly, and your audience as well.
Well, we appreciate your overview, General Keane, and your expertise. So Russian drones have hit Ukraine's Odessa region. You and I have talked about this before. Now there go the Russia drones. We're hearing how Ukraine is coming back. So is the talk about the end being near for Russia premature, sir?
Yes, it is premature. Certainly Russia is obviously losing this war based on the success of the Ukrainians' counteroffensive. The Ukrainians clearly have some momentum. What happened is when the Russians lost their initial objective to seize the capital and topple the government, they focused all of their assets on the Donbass region, which was the right thing to do. And that, for the sake of our audience, is in southeastern Ukraine. It's the territory that they occupied since 2014, but they only occupied one-third of the Donbass region as a result of their military operations in 2014. So they went back in there to take all of it. Well, they were only able to take the Luhansk portion of it, which is the eastern portion of it, and they had so many casualties, it was quite staggering, that they had to pause their operations after that. And so they put in, Joe, so our audience understands,
yeah,
the force they committed was somewhere between 180,000 to 200,000 initially to go into Ukraine, a force that was undersized, certainly, to be able to take down the whole country. The Ukrainians are fighting back somewhere in a neighborhood of 700,000 north of that to a million in terms of number of people on the battlefield with guns in their hands. And then the Russians took 25,000, this is briefing from the Pentagon, 25,000 estimated dead, 65,000 wounded out of that force that I told you was between 180 wow. and 200,000. Those wow. casualties are staggering. And as a result of that, that is why Putin has reluctantly gone to some kind of mobilization here to bring in reservists, but it looks like they're also forcibly conscripting people as well, to get the numbers up and put them obviously into the fight. Now, numbers have a quality all of their own, but they have real problems because a lot of these people are not physically or medically fit, and most of them are not psychologically, emotionally prepared to go to Ukraine and fight and possibly die. They don't have much interest in this war. They don't sense the purpose of it. So it's questionable how effective this force is going to be when it finally is put together.
Very interesting. And now the United States has vowed there will be consequences for Russia if the Russians decide to use nuclear weapons against Ukraine, like Vladimir Putin keeps bluffing. And Zelensky, president of Ukraine, said, no, he's not bluffing. And what scares me, General Keane, you know best, is, and we've chatted about this briefly before, about this, when they say, oh, it's a nuclear strike, limited strategic nuclear strike. A nuclear strike is a nuclear strike. And how much power does the White House have? Because the White House were the first ones to say, oh, if there's a minor incursion, it'll be okay. And then Putin just took the ball and ran with it. I mean, do you think Putin is crazy enough to actually use a strategic nuclear strike, sir?
Well, I think the probability of that, despite all of the hype that's taken place, is really quite low. But it is something you have to take serious, Joe. And what Putin's motivation here is, he threatened this, or his surrogates did, months ago And as a result of that, the Ukrainians who had asked us for these advanced weapons, we delayed those weapons, actually, for months. We finally gave them to them.
Right,
but I think part of the reason, and Putin interprets it, was brandishing the nuclear weapons. On the table that the U.S. considering, and it's been in public media reports, so Russia's aware of it, the United States is considering sending Russia advanced fighters, F-16s. Obviously, they would train the pilots here, and more tanks and more infantry fighting vehicles to help the Ukrainians with a spring campaign to go into the Donbass region and retake it. The Russians are probably quite aware of that. That may explain why they brought up nuclear weapons again, to delay that or stop that from happening. The second thing is, when you look at it, when Russia has to take a look at the use of a nuclear weapon, and what does that mean to Russia? First, it's not going to end the war. You would want to use the nuclear weapon to end the war, and that is not going to happen. Why? Because the Ukrainian people, led by Zelensky and his military, will fight despite the casualties. They will continue the war. The second thing, Russia is not the military on the battlefield in Ukraine is not equipped or trained to deal with a nuclear radioactive battlefield. The Soviet Union was during the Cold War, as was the United States. Mm. Now, nor are the Ukrainians, certainly, but in terms of Russia considering this, and then where does the radioactive material go? Yeah. Does it go towards a NATO country? Does it go towards Russia? Those are issues they have to consider. And then the third thing is, and I agree with the administration, and I'm taking them at their word, that they have told the Russians in no uncertain terms what the consequences would be if they used a nuclear weapon. And for our audience to understand, we would not respond with a nuclear weapon. I don't believe that. I don't even believe we would respond with ground troops, but we would respond with significant air and missile attack, which would be devastating to the Russian troops inside of Ukraine, so much so that they would lose the war. And so if he used a weapon, supposedly to prevent losing the war, it guarantees him to lose the war. He knows that, and certainly his military know that. But we have to take it serious, certainly, because they're threatening, you know, a very horrific weapon system here. And certainly, everyone is concerned about Putin himself and how he's dealing with the stress and the pressure, you know, that's on him. But I do think the probability is low, Joe.
And thank you, General Keane. What a great oversight, as always. And the generals that are close to Putin, if he does say, all right, let's use a nuclear weapon, there's got to be a couple layers even Putin has to go through to execute that, correct?
Oh, yes. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, his chain of command has to.
Okay.
These are not strategic nuclear weapons. They have to be moved out of multiple storage sites, properly prepared. By the way, so our audience understands, we know where every one of those storage sites are, and we have surveillance on them. So if he's doing something in preparation for it, we're going to see it.
Yeah, I love it. General Kim, before we let you go, sir, you've been so gracious with your time. I appreciate it. But you know what really hurts me, General? I'm a bit of a, I guess, bleeding heart, but I think of the POWs in Russia from Ukraine. There are a lot, are there not? People who have been captured by the Russians. We see them, the devastating effect of the people will criticize the war, they'll criticize Zelensky. And my argument always to that is, look at the refugees. The people, aren't they ending up in Russia, perhaps in Siberia, as prisoners of war? We don't see enough of that, General Keane. That is happening, correct, sir?
Yeah, they have POWs. I'm not sure they move them that far away because they want to be able to trade them. But the thing that's astounding is they have forcibly moved out of the occupied territories where the Russian troops are in the south. Uh-huh. Hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians, against their will, and moved them into Russia. And they've actually moved thousands of children by themselves into Russia. This is all horrific and violation of Geneva Conventions.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Crimes against humanity, indeed, right there. General Keane, great chat. Yeah. Always a great overview. With great respect, we appreciate it, General Keane. Have a great week, and look forward to speaking again, sir.
Yeah, you too, Joe. Thank you very much.
Thank you, General Keane. What I love about General Keane, don't forget, chairman of the Institute for the Study of War. So he understands every aspect of it. Retired four-star general and always great on Fox News as the senior strategic analyst, the great General Keane right there. Joe on the radio, 834. Sergeant Joseph Imperatrice, founder of Blue Lives Matter in New York City, is going to join us. And Al's in the newsroom as we speak. And he's got the news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
62 degrees at 834. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The new CEO of New York City's Housing Authority apologizing to residents in one complex following a false reading of arsenic in the water. Lisa Bove Hyatt says the agency needs to do a better job of communicating with residents and do better with vendors because the lab chosen did not perform up to par. City council members questioned NYCHA and DEP officials at a hearing last week, regarding what transpired at the Jacob Reese houses in the East Village in recent weeks. Residents were told not to drink the water for days because of unsafe levels of arsenic, only to find out later it was a lab error. And all 256 passengers aboard a Boeing 777 are safe after shocking video caught a shower of sparks coming from a United Airlines flight last Wednesday. The flight departed Newark, New Jersey, was bound for Brazil. Moments after takeoff, an airport employee on the ground noticed and recorded the scary display. The plane ultimately returned for an emergency landing, but not before being forced to circle in the air for 90 minutes to burn off fuel. United says the sparks were likely caused by a mechanical issue related to a hydraulic pump. In sports, Bengals topped the Jets 27-12. Giants played tonight at home against the Cowboys on Monday Night Football. The Yankees completed the sweep, collected their seventh straight win after topping the Red Sox 2-0 in a six-inning game in the Bronx that was shortened because of rain. Max Scherzer threw six innings of one-run ball. The Mets defeated the Athletics in Oakland 13-4. And this sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's go to the Cross Bronx. It's busy eastbound getting out toward Rosedale Avenue. Accident blocking at least one lane. Pretty tough ride there. Westbound belt slowing down by Bay 8th Street with an accident. LIE eastbound right by the Cross Island. An accident involving a car and a dump truck that collided. And it's really busy on the Staten Island Expressway westbound out by 440. Everything closed on the Staten Island Expressway westbound getting out toward the Gotholls Bridge because of a serious accident reported there. Inbound GWB looks fine. No problems now at the Lincoln Holland Tunnel, 10 minutes into town. If you're heading to 280 eastbound exit 5 into Roseland, it's a crash. And 287 south by Route 80, a crash is on the shoulder. 80 west exit 59, getting out through Patterson, it's a collision. 109 north at Wilson Ave in Newark, an accident still being cleared. And over on 84 east by the Taconic, it's an accident involving a tractor trailer. Partly cloudy today, high of 74. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Capital One. Brought to you by Capital One Venture X Card. Earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights when you book through Capital One Travel, plus 2x miles on all other purchases. Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
So one of the greatest events I've ever experienced was this weekend. It was yesterday, actually, at the Tunnel to Towers 5K run and walk. And thank you. I have to thank you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation because everybody is giving $11 a month at T2T.org, you know. And when we went there, when they're early in the morning with my little Charlie, you know, I told you this in the 6 o'clock hour. And my goodness gracious, we went over on the other side of Brooklyn, watched the run start. It was bigger and more people than I've ever seen in all the years I've been at the 5K run and walk for Tunnels and Towers. More people from all over. Like, I've never seen it before, but that big. Then, you know, the run starts and the West Point Cadets run. You know, USA, USA, you know? And these aren't people who are just extreme. They are just very patriotic and loving of this country. And then they have the firefighters holding the pictures of the 343 firefighters who passed away 9/11. And then they mention all the more than 300 firefighters who passed away from 9/11 related illness. And hi, Joe, this is so-and-so. She lost her husband from cancer of the esophagus. And then I saw another guy came over to me. I got to tell you, this is why I appreciate you giving to Tunnel to Towers. I'm leaving with Charlie and we're walking out and we're saying hi to everybody. And there was a guy there and he shook my hand and said, how you doing? He goes, I was there. That guy pointed to Mayor Giuliani. He goes, I was right there with Mayor Giuliani at Ground Zero. And I say, as I always do, how you doing? He's got stage four, like esophagus cancer, this guy. And he was there, and I looked at him and said, you know what, thank you. I said, thank you. I want to embrace the guy, you know? Look at this warrior. And he's still there. He was there at Ground Zero. He got the after effects of Ground Zero. We don't forget. We will never forget. Tunnel to Towers will never forget. And we're going to remind you respectfully as much as we can to give $11 a month because we want to help that gentleman. You know, get that gentleman to get that gentleman help. You know, God forbid something happens. You take care of the mortgage, the catastrophically injured. One of the most magnificent things to make me as patriotic as ever is the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. And I invite you, please, to go to T2T.org and just give a mere $11 a month so you can help these great warriors defending you and I. T2T.org. And again, God bless you for helping the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
So, will you go to MyPillow.com? You know what? I'm taking off tomorrow, and I'm going to call in, and I'll be talking to you from Italy, you know, and we'll be checking in. But I just want to make this. It's kind of a political statement, and I have before me a MyPillow ad about their percale sheets, where you can get them as low as $29.98, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. The promo code is JOEP, you know, and everything at MyPillow I totally back because it's been great. The MyPillow slippers, you got to check it out. We got the holidays coming up. Don't forget. But, I really would suggest and hope that you go to MyPillow.com just to kind of support Mike Lindell, who is just a great, nothing shy of a great American. And he has some questions, so shouldn't we all have questions? Shouldn't we all, if we have an opinion, say an opinion? And I don't, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, I think we should all have, you're going to tell me I'm crazy, I voted for Donald Trump, Joe, you're nuts. You have that right to say that. You have that right to say, Piscopo, he's nuts. I understand, you got the right to say it. And that's all Mike is doing. Then he's got these great products, got this great company, and then all the box stores goes, oh, well, we can't carry Mike Lindell. Give me a break. Give me a break. Who are you to be political? Really? You talk about we're not supposed to be political, but these big box stores could keep a guy who has supplied and created thousands of jobs. I want to see one person criticizing Mike who has created the thousands of jobs that he has created in Minnesota. American jobs right there with a great product that he has in MyPillow. So let's all go to MyPillow.com. Check out those percale sheets. They are great. It's an incredible deal. How do I know? Because I have everything. I'm Piscopo Pillow. I got the MyPillow. I got the, remember my cousin Paulie Pillow? Yeah, he would bring pillows over to the house. People would bring fruit and they would bring gift baskets. No, Paulie would bring a MyPillow to the house. Let's all go to MyPillow.com because you're going to get a great deal. 800-651-0798. But let's hit up, please, MyPillow.com. Go for it. Use the promo code JOEP. You'll get spectacular deals, especially on these percale sheets. You will love them. MyPillow.com, promo code JOEP.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Brandon Tatum, tonight at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 843 on AM 970, The Answer. We are off and running. Sergeant Joseph Imperatrice is founder of Blue Lives Matter NYC. Sergeant Joe, welcome back to this show. Great to have you with us always, and hopefully you relax during the weekend, but I know that's something that you don't really do. You're always working, my friend, and we love you for that, Sergeant.
How are you, buddy? How's everything? Yes, things are ramping up, so you got to keep on going. And you know what? Sundays are meant for church. So you go in the morning, and you start off your week the right way, and you pray to God you're going to have a good upcoming week, you know?
I was there, my brother. I was there. We were laughing, because they wouldn't let me go. I had to get back to the radio show Sunday night, Joe, and they're going like this. The priest, I said this on the air, and the priest, a beautiful mass. I go, hey, look at this, man. It's like a 40-minute mass. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to make my kid's show at 6 o'clock. The priest goes, now we have a guest speaker. And I go, oh, no. I go there. I want to pray. Oh, but you got to love it. You got to love it, man. And God bless you for going to church, because I think it's what we need nowadays. Look at like this. The sergeant, 5 gunmen in ski masks shot and killed a 17-year-old in the Bronx. Where's AOC? Where's everybody? You're the only guy that's stepping up, my friend. Tell us about that. And is this an unusual attack? I mean, now targeting an attack? I mean, what's going on, Joe?
Joe, honestly, nothing is unusual anymore in New York City. You know, just a couple things. There's hit and runs going on. You know, you got this this older gentleman, I think, in Chelsea. He had a brick. He beat up a teenager. You know,
you had
this group shooting, but that's normal, you know, nowadays. I hate to say it, and it's disgusting to even say, but it's normal for 2, 3, 4 people to go up and grab somebody from behind or jump out of a car or follow them to a location, take out a firearm. You know, I don't know if you see it, Joe, but all throughout New York City, the reckless driving, no one cares, going through red lights, not stopping at stop signs. And, of course, the most important, the bail reform poster boy, you know what was his name, Pedro Hernandez, I think? He's wanted for attempted murder. When are these local officials going to realize that something's got to be done? You know, I was looking the other night, Joe, Ronald Reagan videos, and it's incredible because the stuff he said 20, 30 years ago exactly what's happening now. And one thing that he said is we need common sense politics. That's what we need to head in the right direction.
You are the best. I mean, you're a young guy. Watching Ronald Reagan videos. Man, my man, that's my man right there, Sergeant Joe. I tell you what, he was such a decent fella, Ronald Reagan was. Had the honor of meeting him, and you could tell the warmth and the caring for this great country. And he really spoke the truth in that regard, because, you know, in the 80s, it was just right before Rudy Giuliani came into New York, the crime was crazy. It was crazy in New York. The same thing is happening. Do you think Congressman Zeldin running for governor and Lee is toying with the idea of declaring a crime emergency if he wins the race? That's not a bad idea to issue a crime emergency edict in New York City, yes?
No, it's not a problem, you know, and we really need to get to it. Police departments around this nation are really suffering with retention. We are down by thousands of people in every single large city. How are you going to keep up the pace of keeping people safe on top of not having politicians and DAs let you do your job? You know, it's getting ridiculous because people, Joe, I go to the city. I look over my shoulder. You know, you talk to other cops and they say they don't feel safe. These are police officers. Yeah. You know, there's a problem there. And we have the same conversation, whether, you know, I go on Fox or Newsmax or, you know, speak with you. It's the same thing. And why do we see it, but these politicians that are controlling police departments not see it? You know, and that's where you kind of got to be like Rudy, and you got to turn around and you got to say, I'm going to do this no matter what. I don't care if my city council is not on board. I don't care if the people aren't on board. I know that I'm going to save lives. And when people see actual change, then they'll jump on the bandwagon. Then they'll support me, because the ultimate job of these leaders is to keep their constituents safe. And if you're not doing that, why are we continuing to vote you in? You know, we have to get people, Joe, we got to have better quality people running for office. You don't have to be a big name. You don't need to be a celebrity to run. But you really got to have a good heart and a great message. And you kind of need to stop people in your in their tracks when you speak. You know, they have to really be like, wait a minute, I believe in what this person's saying. We got to get back to that, because they always talk about it, you know, oh, police officers are racist and all this nonsense. It's complete BS. The fact of the matter is, unfortunately, the majority of crimes are happening in minority communities. We need to save them from being victims. You know, if we want a chance and say all this stuff, Black Lives Matter, let's go out there and help these people. Genuinely want to go out there and prove that these neighborhoods matter.
Yeah, amen. Joe, well said. And no one is stepping up. You're right. You know, I have to tell you, Keyshawn, Commissioner Sewell was there at the Tunnel to Towers run yesterday. And I appreciated that. I told her. I went up and we introduced her, and she did a nice speech. And I said, thank you for being here, because she was there, because some dignitaries weren't there. And she was, and she showed up, which is great. And I looked at her, and she's young, and I said, all right. And you want to say, hey, Commish, you know, what are you guys going to step up? But I like Eric. Again, I know you're going to criticize me if you're listening. I know that. But I like Eric Adams because I've met Eric. I've talked with him. When you meet him, you can't help but like him. When are these folks going to step up and do exactly what you said? I'm done with this. Done with this. Because once they do that, you notice, even on the Republican side, once somebody steps up the way Mayor Giuliani did, you know, in the 90s, they become immensely popular. And you know what? Something wild happened. Crime stops. Do you think they'll ever see the light, the folks in charge now?
I don't know. I really don't, because I don't think because they don't have good intentions in their heart. I think they hold back because of their party and going against their party and being, you know, crucified and worrying about votes. But we can't do that. We need good-hearted, genuine people to go out there and want to make a change. So I love this city. You love this city. You know, but to see what's happening, it's heartbreaking.
That's right.
You know, 17 years ago, I went out there, and the amount of work that the officers around me did was absolutely incredible. You know, we literally gave our blood, sweat, and tears to the city of New York, but we saw a change. We saw the city continue to be safe. 17 years later, in a different position, I look back and say, wow, it's almost like I did nothing. You know, it's really sad to say that. And then the guys before me that were amazing, you know, men and women in the police department that did so much.
You know,
so we can't forget those individuals. Our retirees are what led to the future of policing. Even though it developed and changed, they made this city safe, and we continued it. We have to get back to that. We got cops out there. You can't even call them cops. We have police officers out there, right, that have never put their hands on people because they're never taught the right way. It's a different curriculum. You know, the bottom line, Joe, people call 911 because it's their last resort, and you have to show up, and policing isn't pretty, and they expect you to make their life better and safer. How are you going to do that when you're teaching these cops, sir, ma'am, don't do this, don't do that, be careful, you might land up on someone's chest and go to jail. What are we doing here? If it's not intentional, let's let cops do their job in good faith, put guys behind bars, and get back to making New York City safe again.
Joe, you're right on the money, my friend. Godspeed, Joe. Sergeant Joseph Aberatrice, and he's Italian, so we appreciate that too, Joe. So keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend. Go get him.
That might be my best quality, Joe. Thank you, and have a great week.
Thanks, Joe. Sergeant Joseph Aberatrice, founder of Blue Lives Matter NYC. Debbie Duhame is out there on the roads. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe.
Packing as we speak, are you?
Yes. I have to run. As soon as I'm done, I got to go. Okay, what else do I have to get? You know, all the last minute things, right?
I know. That's
but you know what? I have to tell you that I feel so comfortable going with the group that we're going with because we're all family and we all kind of know each other. And I don't feel the pressure. I'm just looking forward to just hopefully relaxing and having a great time with the radio family, you know? And I'm so privileged to have you with us because you are the best ambassador anybody could have, Debbie Duhame. So we can't wait to be with you. So here we go. In the meantime, you think Rome traffic is bad? Where do you go to New York? Debbie's got it for you on AM 970 The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
We've got action out here, that's for sure, Joe. 84 eastbound out by the Taconic, a tractor trailer and an SUV collided, so watch for delays. Cross County eastbound at New Rochelle Road into Eastchester, it's an accident. Traffic is still slowing down this morning as you head over to 80 west, exit 59 in Patterson. It's a collision. 109 north at Wilson Ave, getting up through Newark, an accident over there. 22 eastbound getting into North Plainfield. It's a crash still being cleaned up. And watch for delays on the Belt westbound at Bay 8th Street with an accident. A tough ride on the Staten Island Expressway westbound getting out toward 440. It's an accident blocking two lanes getting out toward the Gothels Bridge and the LIE eastbound over by the Cross Island. An accident still blocking at least one lane. Alternate side parking rules suspended for Rosh Hashanah. Metered parking rules remain in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Have you heard that the AARP is rallying behind the new tax and spend bill, promising members it will reduce inflation and negotiate with Big Pharma? In reality, it will devastate the 65-plus crowd financially and medically. My friends at AMAC know the truth. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, advocates for its members. You will never find them in anyone's back pocket. You can trust AMAC. They are honest and they fight for seniors' true interests. Join AMAC today and receive help for these challenging times. AMAC offers special discounts and benefits, plus they have access to financial and insurance counseling services. Join AMAC for only $16 per year. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com to start enjoying your benefits. Anyone can join, but if you're a senior, there's no question you need AMAC. Don't let AARP mislead you. AMAC serves its members with integrity. Join or renew today at GorkaForAMAC.com. That's GorkaForAMAC.com.
Well, folks, now you don't have to wait for Sunday to hear the radio show that has stood New York on its collective ear. Hear John Katsimatidis every weekday evening at 5, right here. It's the Catman, with the truth about what's happening in your neighborhood. Cats at Night, every weekday night at 5, here on AM 970, The Answer. Attention career seekers. New York's 22nd Annual Diversity Employment Day Career Fair is Wednesday, September 28th from 11 to 3 at Field Inn by Marriott, 338 West 36th Street in Manhattan. CityCareerFair.com invites you to interview with top employers looking to fill hundreds of positions like finance, sales, management, healthcare, engineering, and more. AM 970 will be there too. Come to the Career Fair Wednesday at 11 at Field Inn on West 36th Street. CityCareerFair.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Invite Health Radio, Dr. Amanda Williams. She's great, by the way. We had such a good time on the station cruise. And, she's the scientific director. Check that out. Dr. Williams is of Invite Health. So you can join Amanda Monday through Friday at noon to hear her talk to a variety of experts. You know, we got a lot of great shows on the radio station. You know what I'm saying? And on the weekends, it's so cool like that. You could listen Monday through Friday, though, right here, Monday through Friday at 12 noon is Amanda Williams. Now, you're going to love, she has great chats. You're going to love Amanda. But you go to invitehealth.com. I'm just saying, invitehealth.com. Forget about it, as we say, because they are super premium nutritional supplements. They have podcasts, radio shows like a Dr. Amanda Williams show, free nutritional consultations. Plus, that's not all, my friends. You get 10% off your order if you use the code 970 at invitehealth.com. This is great, and you're going to love Invite Health. You will. I know Invite Health. I know the folks at Invite Health. You will love invitehealth.com. Please, you can call 800-673-2345. It's 800-673-2345. And don't miss Invite Health Radio with Amanda, Dr. Amanda Williams on AM 970 The Answer, every Monday through Friday at 12 noon.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer.
And now, your local security expert, Jeff Nordine. If you want a manly guy to protect you, Jeff's the guy. Jeff, before we go to the weather, so what's the comedian's name? He's pretty well known, this guy, you said. Mulaney? Yeah, what's...
John Mulaney from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, very funny cat, man. Oh, he was great when he hosted. So now, how did you end up being security for this guy? I'm loving this.
He was staying at the hotel that I worked at or work at, and they needed someone to get him to his room, and I had that suit that I wore on the cruise.
Yes,
I actually used that.
That's great. That is great. I'm telling you, man, that's a new thing for you. I love it, working security. No one's going to mess with you, man. Did he really need security, or was he just...
There was just a little crowd that grew because they knew that he was staying there. So
yeah,
I just needed to keep them back and, get him to
his
room so he can settle in.
Security and weather in one stop. Hey, so weather-wise, how are we doing? We got fall this week. How's it doing, Jeff?
We sure do. Mid to low 70s with sunshine, just a few clouds the next couple of days, Joe. You'll enjoy it.
Thank you, Jeff. And if I need you, you're there for me, right?
I am. You know it.
Okay, baby. Thank you, man. Jeff Nordine on his card. You're right, Al. Weather, security.
That's right.
One-stop shopping. I love it. I wouldn't mess with Jeff. He's like 6'4". This kid's a big kid and a nice kid. Mark Morgan's going to join us, senior fellow for the Federation of Immigration Reform. What's going on at the border? Oh, my God. Frank Pallotta as well. And we are coming right back at you. Don't you go away. News.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.